Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Matthew McKenzie. Thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to talk to our Father, sharing where we're at, what's on our mind, and what's on our heart, and thanking Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will continue to do. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church, and because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, as we read your words, please give us wisdom and understanding. I ask that you draw near and speak to us, teach us, and continue shaping our lives to better serve you. Psalm 44. O God, we have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us, what deeds you performed in their days, in the days of old. You with your own hand drove out the nations, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples, but you set them free. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm, and the light of your face, for you delighted in them. You are my king, O God, obtain salvation for Jacob. Through you we push down our foes. Through your name we tread down those who rise against us. For not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me. But you have saved us from our foes, and have put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever. But you have rejected and disgraced us, and have not gone out with our armies. You have made us turn back from the foe, and those who hate us have gotten spoil. You have made us like sheep for slaughter and have scattered us among the nations. You have sold your people for a trifle, demanding no high price for them. You have made us the taunt of the neighbors, the derision and scorn of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations, a laughingstock among peoples. All day long my disgrace is before me, and my shame has covered my face at the sound of the taunter and the reviler, at the sight of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you, and we have not been false to your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. Yet you have broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God discover this? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake we are killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake! Why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression? For our soul is bowed to the dust, and our belly clings to the ground. Rise up. Come to our help. Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is a roller coaster of a passage. I read the first 8 verses and I felt joy, confidence, and reassurance. And then verse 9 hits, and then there's a hard turn to uncertainty, longing, hardship, and pleading for mercy. And the chapter ends there without any resolution. Come on, I read the Psalms for joy and praise, not to rehash my own struggles. Lift me up on eagle's wings, Lord. But as I reflected on what the Lord would have us take away from this passage, there's a theme running under the surface that I think is important to point out. Total reliance on God. Verse 1 through 3 describe a rich history of experiences with God. And then verse 4 through 8 recognizes the amazing victories that God has allowed his people to experience and attributes all credit to God alone, even boasting and giving thanks. It's a description of wild successes amidst incredible humility. Hashtag blessed. Then verse 9 takes a turn and describes the author's current experiences. Rejection, failure, extreme losses, laughingstock, humiliation, and made to feel worthless. The author accounts all of this to God's fault. In verse 17 through 22, the author looks inward to see if there's sin and doesn't recognize any, claiming to have remained faithful to the covenant, kept up their end of the deal. The passage ends with the author pleading to God to awake and rise up. Come save us because you love us. We're being humiliated here, God, and you're doing nothing about it. In today's chaotic climate of COVID, riots, social injustice, financial hardships, and many other challenges, it often does feel like God's nowhere to be found. I found myself crying out in prayer similar to this passage, asking God, awake, rise up. Do something. And yet I'm constantly reminded that God is good. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is still in total control of the universe, of our nation, and every minute of my day. He also cares deeply for me on a personal basis, and it's okay to speak to him openly as I wrestle through hardships. Tim Keller has a quote that says, "God will either give us what we ask or give us what we would have asked if we knew everything he knew." Each season of our life might not close with resolution as we understand it. It might feel chaotic and at times lacking purpose, but God is in total control and weaves our lives for his glory and our good. I'll wrap up today with a question to reflect on. When we believe that God is and always will be in total control of everything happening in our universe, how does that change the way we view and interact with suffering and hardship? Lord, thank you for your constant grace in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to participate in lives that point to your glory. Lord, help us to remain steadfast through the storms of life with confidence that comes from knowing you intimately. Grow us and mold us to be pillars of the faith that lead by example for future generations. Soften us to be kind to each other as we see our brothers and sisters facing hardship. Give us words of encouragement and truth to cling to as we run the race that you have set before us. Through our lives and by your prayers, may your kingdom come. Amen.